A government report has warned that Irish immigration officials may not be able to perform robust identity checks and security screening on asylum seekers because they will be excluded from a key EU security database. A new implementation plan for the EU Pact on Migration and Asylum, which is due to come into force next year, raises concerns that Ireland may not be able to adequately conduct screening due to the country's exclusion from the Schengen area and the related IT border security systems. In a moment, we'll speak with Michael Murphy, a former Deputy Director of Military Intelligence at the Irish Defence Forces. But first, RTE's Gavin O'Callaghan has been telling me more about the concerns raised by government officials in that report, and he began with a reminder of what the EU Migration Pact is.
The EU Pact on Migration and Asylum is a new set of rules and regulations designed to manage migration and asylum across the European Union. Ireland signed up to it last year and will come into force in June 2026. It includes robust screening procedures such as carrying out new identity and security checks on asylum seekers and a collection of biometric data such as fingerprints and facial images. The new system is also intended to speed up asylum procedures across the EU, and another aspect to it is the new solidarity mechanism, which essentially allows countries to make financial contributions instead of accepting asylum seekers.
And Ireland has drafted up a plan for the implementation of this new pact. What's in this plan?
Yes, the government plan outlines the cost and timelines for meeting the requirements of the pact. Under one scenario outlined, it says the government will have to recruit an extra 395 staff at a cost of €32 million. It also outlines the legislative changes that will be needed and the new IT infrastructure which will be required to take part in this system.
Okay, but the plan also raises some concerns around this country's ability to perform the robust security screening and checks that will be required under this pact.
That's right. The pact requires countries to perform robust security checks and screening of travellers from outside of the EU. And to do that, most of the member states will have access to a new database of shared information which will help them perform the security screening, but not Ireland.
Why not?
Because Ireland is not part of the Schengen Agreement, which includes most of other EU countries as well as Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland. Under the new EU Migration Pact, countries inside the Schengen area will establish a new EU entry exit system, which will record information about travellers. But that information will be restricted to countries who are part of that agreement, and Ireland is not a member due to it being part of the common travel area with the UK.
So what does Ireland then miss out on if it is not part of this entry-exit database which is going to be set up?
Well, according to the European Commission, the EU's entry-exit system is a new IT system designed to help member states manage the EU's external borders. It will be operational in October of this year and will record facial images and fingerprints of travellers to the EU, as well as whether an individual has been refused entry to the EU country previously. The database is designed to prevent irregular immigration and to identify travellers who have no right to enter or have exceeded their permitted stay. The system can also identify travellers who are using fake identities or passports, and on top of that, it will be used to help prevent, detect and investigate terrorism offences and other serious crimes. And this EU entry-exit system is just one of three IT systems which Ireland will not have access to. The other two systems are both visa databases, one of which records fingerprints and facial imaging of those who have applied for visas to EU member states.
So Ireland won't have access to these three systems, and the government has been warned then by its own officials that its ability to conduct robust security checks on asylum seekers could be compromised because of this.
That's right. The government's plan warns that Ireland may not be able to carry out the most robust identity validation due to the country's exclusion from these IT systems. The implementation plan prepared by officials for the government warns of a concern that Ireland may not be able to adequately conduct screening because it will not have access to the EU's entry-exit system and the other two IT systems, including the EU visa information system. In essence, it says that without access to these key databases, cases, Ireland's immigration security screening procedures may not be up to the same standard as other EU or Schengen countries.
OK, so what then is the government going to do about it?
Well, the Department of Justice told this programme that while Ireland does not have access to the systems we have been referring to, it has signed up to a different database called Eurodac, which is a fingerprint database for asylum seekers. That system will also store official documents and photographs and the location where a person first applied for asylum. It says Ireland will also have access to an IT system which checks for European arrest warrants. The department told this programme that while the three databases we have been talking about are restricted to Schengen countries, Ireland intends to legislate nationally to align with their provisions. It says the state will carry out screening on anybody who enters irregularly, and this will consist of identity checks, health checks, security and criminal screening, and gathering fingerprint data for the Eurodac database.
And that was RTE's Gavin O'Callaghan reporting. Let's talk now to Michael Murphy, a former Deputy Director of Military Intelligence at the Irish Defence Forces, who now works for SITARMS, a company which provides security and intelligence assessments. Michael, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. As we heard there, government officials have highlighted concerns that Ireland may not be able to adequately conduct security screening because it doesn't have access to these EU computer databases. What's your assessment of those concerns?
Well, I think if you look at the... Start to begin. The government is responsible for the security of the state and the safety of its people. Now, it has been met with challenges in relation to mass migration the last number of years, and so therefore has produced this plan. Now, when it's writing that plan, they had to take certain factors into account. One of them was that we are members, we are partner with the United Kingdom in a common travel area. So they can't do anything that would
jeopardize
that agreement. Mm. Also, they have to balance the between humanitarian issues and security. So therefore, that's what this plan is addressing. One thing that the plan does not address, which is important, is that it doesn't address our agreements with the United Kingdom in relation to the movement of people across the border with Northern Ireland. And so, therefore, that's a great weakness that is not addressed.
And but this report, it highlights the fact that there are three IT systems operating in the rest of the European Union, or most of the rest of it, that Ireland will not have access to because it is not part of Schengen. Mm-hmm. Are those systems important? And does it compromise Ireland's security if we don't have access to them?
I start by the government has signed up to the Eurodac, which means if an asylum person seeking asylum comes, they can be go through the system with their fingerprinted facial photographs and put into the system, which is there within all of which they're part of the European Union, and that's in that system. The other three parts that we're talking about have to do with people who've applied on a visa system. Okay, the first one you could basically say the travel and authorization system, that is asking. It's like when you're going to the United States, you sign up the ESTA,
yes.
And so therefore it's basically warning a state before they arrive as to what information about that person.
One of the entry-exit system, which will record anybody who's not from the EU coming into the EU and leaving, and it will record their place of entry and departure. It'll have photographs, it would have fingerprints, and it would record whether that person was denied entry to a European member state for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. We're also told it will help in the investigation of terrorism offences and so on. Ireland won't be signed up to that system. What does that mean if we're not there?
Well, it means somebody comes into the European Union and leave and is recorded for having left. Somebody can come into Ireland and we don't know whether they have left or not.
Or whether they have been refused entry
somewhere else, yes. But and what it also does, when the visa system, is ensures that somebody isn't visa shopping, going from one country to another looking for a visa to get in to the European Union.
Do you see vulnerabilities for Ireland then?
I would think it's a lesser vulnerability than the fact that we don't have control of between what's happening between ourselves and the United Kingdom. It's a weakness, but I think it can be covered by other systems. We actually signed into the advanced personal information, and we also signed into the personal name record for travelling to into this country to prevent terrorism. We're not applying those, so therefore if they were applied, it would certainly cover a lot of the difficulties that we see here by not signing into these three agreements.
If different standards are applying in different parts of the EU, and indeed in Britain, I mean, what needs to be done to resolve that?
Well, certainly we need an agreement with the United Kingdom, because that's where a lot of the people coming into the country and seeking asylum are coming from. And so therefore, as the government is saying, or they're saying that they can actually replicate in somewhat way the three systems that we're not signing up to in the European Union. Certainly, like the ESTA, which would be the similar to the, if you fly to the United States, you have to sign up ESTA, and you also have to fill in the personal information before you arrive. So the state already knows who's coming into the state.
Do you think the asylum system in this country is a system which could then potentially be exploited by bad actors?
Absolutely. The system is wide open for abuse. You have people coming in, travelling in from without passports. We don't know who they are. If you're coming from a third country, say far away, how do you do the security check on who they are? And they can come in on a false passport. They can come in and stay in the country, not ever be discovered. So therefore, like, yes, our system, our lack of border control is a security threat to the state.
And it needs to be fixed how?
Well, I think first thing is actually balancing a little bit more to the security side and look after the genuine people who are fleeing war. There's a lot of people who are not fleeing war and using the system to get into the country. That abuse is actually hurting those who are genuinely looking for asylum.
All right. Michael, thank you very much for speaking with us today. It's Michael Murphy, former Deputy Director of Military Intelligence at the Irish Defence Forces.